In another round of briefings in Montana federal court, the Rosebud Sioux tribe says the Keystone XL pipeline route crosses land where the tribe holds mineral and surface rights. And it says TC Energy's own maps show that encroachment. But the Department of Justice says the presidential permit doesn't apply to the pipeline as a whole, so any encroachment is the problem of state and local authorities. Pipeline advocates have often said Keystone XL won't affect tribes because the pipeline doesn't cross reservation boundaries. Tribes disagree, saying their drinking water originates off-reservation and could be polluted by oil spills and construction. Wes Furlong is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund. In an interview last summer, he outlined potential damage.
The pipeline will have impacts on their water, on their land, on their other treaty-reserved resources for hunting and fishing.
In briefs filed in late February, the Rosebud Tribe points out that the pipeline does cross its land, and it notes that TransCanada's own maps show the pipeline crossing at least four tracts of trust land where the tribe has ownership interest. Under claims of treaty violations, the Rosebud Sioux and Fort Belknap Indian community are suing President Donald Trump, who unilaterally issued a permit in 2019, bypassing his own State Department. The Department of Justice says the presidential permit applies only to the 1.2 miles where the pipeline crosses the U.S.-Canada border, and there's no harm to tribal land in that short stretch. NARF attorney Wes Furlong said in a previous interview that contention is disingenuous.
The whole point of this pipeline is to bring oil from Canada to the Gulf Coast, and if they can't cross the border, then the entire purpose of the pipeline is frustrated.
As for the tribe's allegation that the president is violating treaties by allowing encroachment, DOJ responds that treaties are upheld by federal laws such as NEPA and the National Historic Preservation Act, and those laws are enforced by federal agencies, not by the president. And so the laws don't apply to the president, who bypassed federal agencies when issuing the 2019 permit. The Department of Justice says the president is acting under his authority over foreign affairs and national security, and separation of powers prevents the court from ordering the president not to perform his duties. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.